Hey, let's talk about these the consumer price index, inflation numbers, all that. Everything is going up, it looks like. Everything is going up.
Well, you know, if you look at inflation, certainly two things that do not bode well is the fact that the CPI, the most looked at measurement of inflation, was up for the fourth month in a row at 2.9%. May it was 2.4%, June and July 2.7%, and now year over year 2.9%. Good news, but this is something that's been flipping and flopping. The producer price index was actually negative last month, and that's good news because it means that future prices from producers passed on to consumers should be going down. But the problem with trying to depend on that, Mike, was the month before it was up dramatically. So we need some stability in pricing that we're not getting right now.
And is okay? Are we gonna blame tariffs for everything? Do we or no?
Well, you know, I don't know, tariffs are only a one-time thing. And as I've said on your show before, my opinion on tariffs is we're implementing them, then we're not, then we're implementing them, then we're not. And the real difficulty is that we don't have a long enough runway with tariffs yet. And tariffs are only a one-time thing. So right now it's a mixed bag on inflation. It's higher than we want it to be. It's higher than the 2%. But the flip side with regard to what the Fed is going to do, and I think that's the big question. Will the Federal Reserve cut interest rates? Job creation, Mike, has been really bad this year. You know, normally, in a normal year, I was looking at the data for the last 10 years in preparation for your show. And, you know, we average about 200,000 new jobs a month if you take out the effect of the COVID recession. And so far this year, we're at about 598,000 jobs created, or 74,950 jobs per month. So we're over 100,000 from, say, the 10-year average of job creation per month. And that's what we should be concerned about.
What does the administration say? I mean, they've got to say something. They can't just... we were just talking to Tanya Powers last hour. The president's numbers on the economy in the garbage. He's got to know
that. I wouldn't say in the garbage. I'd say jobs are definitely way below average. But, you know, the GDP last quarter was quite strong.
But his approval rating on the economy? On the economy, 29% approve. I think that was the number she sent. Yeah.
Approval?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Must see that and go like, okay, we've got to do something here.
Yeah, you know, again, he does, and his answer right now is we need to cut interest rates because most people can't afford to buy a home and to finance it. They can't pay these high interest rates. And credit card interest rates are high, and auto loan rates are high. So all of these things curtail sales. So the president is saying, look, if your inflation is still too high for you, Mr. Chairman, you need to cut rates because job creation is way too low. And so I think that's Trump's main argument today is we've got to get rates lower because it's going to take 6 months for the tax cuts and the regulatory cuts to truly stimulate the economy. That would be the argument that President Trump is making if you were on your show today.
Well, I know the interest rates for buying a house, those are starting to come down.
A little bit.
But, I mean, when you balance that out with, let's say, hospital services. Well, I think that's even come down a little bit. Let's say coffee. Let's say eggs. Let's say meat. Stuff we have to get every week. Everything's up. I was looking at these numbers. Roasted coffee up 21.7% from last month? Eggs are up 10.9%. Bacon, you and I, me and you. I could do a whole meal on bacon, man. almost 8%. This can't bode well for, well, we've got a while yet before any, you know, the big election, but let's say whoever is coming in the next administration, they got to deal with that legacy if it doesn't turn around.
Yeah, overall food prices are up about 3%, depending on how you look at them. Food in restaurants is up, you know, between 3 and 4%, depending on the sector you look at. Those are overall figures. Now, and that's year over year. So there are some items that you're mentioning that when you walk into the store and you see these dramatically high prices, I hadn't seen eggs that high, but if you say that's where they are, I'm sure that's right.
The big hair tells me that she buys our eggs.
For the president.
Well,
I'm sorry.
The ball is in Jay Powell's court, is it not? I mean, the president will say, well, let's deal with the interest rate. And what's he going to do?
What do I think Powell's going to do?
Yeah.
I think we are going to see a 25% rate cut for sure. I'm driving down Ann Arbor and taking you and your bride out to dinner at the restaurant of your choice, if that isn't the case. And I think it could actually be 50 basis points instead of 25 basis points.
So I get to pick the restaurant.
I'm sorry?
I get to pick the restaurant here in Lansing. I get to pick
it. Yes, sir. Yeah, you do.
Okay. All right.
So I say 25 basis points, and there's a good chance of 50. I also think we'll get a second cut at the end of the year of 25 basis points. So I think we're going to move interest rates, not as much as the president wants. The president wants at least a 1% rate cut now. I don't think he's going to get it. He's going to get something, but not what he wants.
Quarter percentage point, quarter, maybe. Next week, we find out. What day next week, by the way? All right, what day next week is? Because we're going to have you back on.
I think it's Wednesday of next week.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on that. Dr. Timothy Nash over at Northwood University in Midland.